he was one of the most famous Americans in the early 1940s, a man who was making up to $20,000 per week. But he knew he wanted to use his talents to serve his country, and he would give his life in the process. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at Exmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
There's still time to sign up for our American Countryside Adventure to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll fly to Fairbanks, where we'll pan for gold, see the Alaska Pipeline, and ride the Riverboat Discovery. Then we'll head to Denali National Park and stay at the Princess Lodge. We'll also take in the Alaska State Fair and see the largest vegetables on Earth. Plus, we'll cruise the Kenai Fords and ride on the Alaska Railroad. Get your brochure by calling 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266, or find the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. His last hits were in the early 1940s, but he still holds a distinction yet to be duplicated.
In between 1939 and 1942, he had 59 top 10 hits. And to this day, he had more songs in the top 10 than any other artist yet today.
But as Rick Finch explains, popular big band musician Glenn Miller made a change when World War II began.
In 1942, at the peak of his popularity, he's making $15,000 to $20,000 a week at this time. He gives it all up to join the military.
He wanted to bring new music to the military, but most importantly, play for the troops. At first, Miller and his band were stationed stateside, supporting the Army Air Corps and raising over $10 million for war bond rallies. But Miller wanted to go to Europe, and he let General Eisenhower's staff know his wishes.
They're creating a brand new radio show called the Allied Expeditionary Force Program. And so General Eisenhower's staff sends a letter to the Army Air Force saying that they are invaluable and they have to come over.
In December 1944, Miller received permission to play a Christmas event in Paris for troops. He decided to go ahead of the band to prepare for the show.
He accepts a ride on a plane, a small plane called a Norseman 64. He takes that ride without authorization. They depart Bedford, England on the 15th of December, 1944, and start to fly over the English Channel.
3 days later, the band arrived in France, but there was no trace of Miller. The plane carrying Miller, Lieutenant Colonel Norman Basil, and the pilot disappeared into the Channel without a trace. Traveling the countryside in Clarinda, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.